The Climate Book by Greta Thunberg, or as a Swedish friend of mine says, Greta Thunberg. The one-sentence summary. We urgently need to start treating the climate crisis like a crisis, face the emergency, admit failure, include all the figures, connect the dots, and choose justice and historic reparations. What the book says. This is a collection of 80 short essays on pretty much every conceivable aspect of the climate change debate. It explains how climate works, how the planet is changing, how it affects us, what we've done about it, not nearly enough, and what we must do now. It's impossible to summarise such a wide range of perspectives, but certain points catch the eye. Most people today are living within the planetary boundaries. It is only a minority that have caused the crisis. It is the sufferings of the many that have paid for the benefits of the few. Our historical debt is being completely ignored by the nations of the global north. It seems like the majority of people, including scientists, were preparing for a different, less urgent scenario than the crisis we now face. Some say that we're not doing enough to halt and address the crisis, but that is a lie because not doing enough indicates that you're doing something, and the inconvenient truth is that we're doing basically nothing. Around 90% of the CO2 emissions that make up our entire carbon budget have already been emitted. That's the budget that would give us a 67% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees. It's not so much global warming as global weirding. Everything is more extreme. With current warming trends, 1.2 billion people could be forced to migrate by 2050. One additional degree of warming does not have the same effect everywhere, which has profound implications for global inequality. The inhabitants of planet Earth are quietly conducting a gigantic environmental experiment. So vast and so sweeping will be the consequences that were it brought before any reasonable council for its approval, it would be firmly rejected. That's a quote from Wallace Brooker. The message that should lodge with politicians and the public is that climate change must be averted at any price because its ultimate cost can neither be imagined nor calculated.